In a statement seen by South Sudan in Focus, University of Juba official says they suspended lectures for all undergraduate classes and closed the university for all purposes, including registration or tuition payments today through Sunday. The statement did not mention yesterday's protest against higher fees. The statement said the university will reopen for all students who have not registered or paid their fees beginning Monday, November 2nd, and will reopen through Saturday, November 21st, 2020, the deadline for registering. The statement said any students who have not registered by the 21st would be disregistered and deemed to have taken off time off from their studies and will not be allowed to attend lectures, sit for examination, or be on campus. South Sudan in Focus visited Vice Chancellor Professor John Akech's office twice today to get a comment on the matter. An official in the office said Professor Akech was fully engaged in meetings and would not be able to comment. Hundreds of university students protested yesterday over what they call the unfair increment in tuition fees at a time when the country is in the midst of an economic crisis. One University of Juba student who prefers to remain anonymous for the fear of reprisal from authorities says he is very disappointed with the authority for closing the university as the decision affects students who paid their fees already.
I'm a student who wished to follow the schedule, academic calendar, but when thing comes around like this, you know, it interrupts. You know, everybody have a plan in life. So as a student, I feel I should study and finish my study so that I might have a business outside. And now have been forced to stay at home.
Muhammad Ahmed, another University of Juba student, says the university vice chancellor should acknowledge the economic hardship South Sudanese are facing and exercise patience with students who have yet to pay their tuition fees. Ahmed urges Akech to reopen the university and allow students to pay their fees over the next few months.
Students are supposed to pay university fees, but the university administration should have not decided to close the university for the period of 1 month, which is not good. So I am appealing to the university administration and the government of South Sudan to look into this matter and reopen the university so that the students can resume their studies normally.
Ahmed says if the university remains closed, crimes activity in the capital will increase. University of Juba student Camilo Makwi is urging other students to do all they can to pay their tuition fees, saying no institution can operate without income.
Some of the students have no bad capacity of affording that tuition fee. But the fact remains the same, that there's no way where you can just study from the first year up to the end of the year without not paying any installation. Then that was the school and not been closed.
Makwe believes most students will try to pay at least part of their tuition fees, so the university will be encouraged to reopen as soon as possible. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.